5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. All these barbecue gloves, remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Ha ha ha! Yes, indeed. From Global, our parent company, where we say
hello
to you and welcome to
Do-do-do.
The Chris Moyle Show on Saturday. Do-do-do.
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 That's right. What lovely singing.
Do-do-do.
Do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hey! It's Saturday morning. It's great to be here. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show on Saturday.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Do-do-do.
I'm starting my day today with you.
Yes.
And ending my day today with you.
You lucky sausage. Oh.
Lucky sausage and cider. Morning, everyone. I was in Ilclymore Bar Tat last night.
How was Ilclymore Bar Tat?
Oh. New balls, please.
That's very good.
I was at the tennis.
That's very good.
DJing it there.
Do you know what Bar Tat means?
Yes.
I do,
yes.
Oh, do you know what it means? What does it mean?
Actually, I forgot.
You do, you know. So it's Ilclymore Bar.
On Ilclymore Bar Tat.
So bar means?
A bar means a microphone.
Bye.
Bye.
Ilclymore Bar Tat.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
And then.
And what's a tat?
A tat is.
Potato.
Potatoes.
So what does it mean? It means
it's by potato fields.
Right. It actually means without a hat, is actually what it means. Ilclymore Bar Tat without a hat. That's what it actually means. There's no potatoes involved.
No potatoes.
Where have I been since I saw thee? On Ilclymore Bar Tat.
It's posh. It was quite posh do last night, by all accounts.
At Ilkley.
Tennis is posh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Generally, tennis is posh.
But tonight, Dom, I'm just trying to find it. Is there Ilclymore Bar Tat? Oh, my God, I found it.
Have you got the song?
Oh, my Lord, can you believe it?
Where has the been since I saw thee?
Oh, God, that's yours.
On Ilclymore Bar Tat. Where has the been since I saw thee? Where has the been since I saw thee?
Now, Captain, can you understand a word of that?
I'll be honest. I have no idea what has been spoken about, what we're singing, what's going on.
This is Wallace House, of course.
Yeah.
With his guitar. Would you like to hear a bit more?
Sure.
Okay.
On Ilclymore Bar Tat, on Ilclymore Bar Tat, on Ilclymore Bar Tat.
There you are.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's saying Ilkla. He's not saying Ilkley.
Well, he's got a very strong northern accent.
Very strong northern accent.
Do you want to hear any more?
Yes.
All right, then.
There's been a courtie Mary Jane.
What?
Come on.
He's falling down the stairs.
I know what he's saying.
No, what? Is Mary Jane involved?
On Ilclymore
Bar Tat. On Ilclymore Bar Tat.
Right. Everybody pay attention. What is he singing here?
There's been a courtie Mary Jane.
There you go.
Can't say that.
James, you've written a rude
Let's
word
have a look.
He doesn't say that.
Do it again?
No.
He does not say that.
A V word?
No.
He doesn't say that.
He's been courting Mary Jane.
Mary
He's
Jane.
Been going out, dating yeah. Mary Jane.
There's been a courting Mary Jane.
There's been a courting Mary
Jane. On Ilclymore Bar Tat.
Where's that?
On Ilclymore Bar Tat.
Where's that?
On Ilclymore Bar Tat.
Right, Captain, you're going in for the next bit?
Yeah.
Are you ready? You've got this.
I'm so ready.
I'm teaching you the words of the North.
I feel like
I'll go and get the death of cows.
What?
Who's the death of a cow? Whose cow died?
He's gonna go.
On Ilclymore Bar Tat.
Here we go.
I'll go and get the death of cows.
What's he saying? I'll go and get the death of cow?
He's gonna catch a cold.
Get a deathly cold.
Yeah,
cold.
Yeah.
Cold.
Right. I'll go and get the death of cold.
See?
On Ilclymore Bar Tat.
Where's that?
On Ilclymore Bar Tat.
Where's that?
On Ilclymore Bar Tat.
Where the Ducks play football. There you are.
Wow.
One more?
No.
It's like different language, isn't it?
then we shall have to bury thee.
There you go. Oh,
that's getting a bit grim now, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Hmm. Anyway.
In bed.
What?
Am I still in bed? Like, I feel like it's a bit of a fever dream.
No, you're here on the Chris Moyle Show on Saturday. And tonight, I'm going to be in Cambridge.
Yes,
beautiful. DJing at the Sausage and Cider Festival. Mm-hmm. You know what they've got there, Dom? I've checked.
Mm. What have they got, Chris?
Because you're asking me in the week.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got sausage.
And?
Cider.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Bands are on, playing.
Yeah.
I'm DJing.
Yeah. Barioki's there, I think.
Barioki's there during the day. Are you going to get there to see him?
We're going to go for lunch with Mum and Dad on the, well, lunchtime, for Father's Day, ahead of Father's Day. And also, it's my dad's birthday on the Monday.
Happy birthday to Dad.
Thank you. And then, so I reckon we'll get to you about 3, 4 o'clock.
You might miss Barioki.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll get you the times.
Have you got your chants ready?
What do you mean? Oh, yes.
When I say sigh, you say duh.
Yeah.
Sigh.
Duh.
Sigh.
Duh.
When I say sausage, you say jizz.
Sausages.
Sausages. When I say sausage, you say and cider. Sausage.
And cider.
Sausage.
And cider.
When I say shut up, play a song. Shut up.
Play a song.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, it's
okay.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Ah, can't understand a word you're saying. But give us a woo. Thank you. All right. So, we got a lovely little show for you this morning. We've got some very, very, very big guests on. I'll tell you all about it after Kings of Leon. Sounds of Kings of Leon and the Bucket. So you know a captain,
yeah.
You know where they got their name from?
Kings of Leon?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd like you to tell me again.
Well, Leon in France.
That's right.
French.
Right. They are French. Actually, genuinely, the Kings of Leon.
Leon.
Yeah, so, which is why they only do gigs at the weekend.
Yeah.
Because Monday to Friday, they're on King duty.
Yeah, royal work.
Really?
Royal business.
Yeah.
So why do they spell it different to the French place Lyon?
Because it's just a clever little thing. It's a clever little twist.
Not to give it away.
But yeah, but they do their king duties during the week.
They're king in.
They're king brilliant at it.
Yeah, they are. They're Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
They're kinging, right? They're kinging at work. Yeah. And then at the weekend...
singing.
They're kings of Lyon, rock stars. So they're king rock stars at the weekend and king working hard during the week, being a king in Lyon.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Is this a record? We've never run out of material this quickly before.
Oh, no, we have.
Not even half eight.
Guess who's on the show today, Domus, if you didn't know already, because you've got it written down in front of you?
So many people, Chris, like you wouldn't believe. And we have the beautiful... Boy George.
Boy George is on the show.
Yes.
He was on Fine.
Come a chameleon.
And Orlando Bloom.
Show,
along with Bryce Dallas Howard.
That's
as well.
Right. They've got their new film, which is out now on Amazon Prime.
And
An
up and coming sort of, he's a rapper stroke actor.
Right.
I call him a ractor.
Will Smith. Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped and upside down, and I'd like to time for Bel-Air. There you go. All those are on the show today. Bryce Dallas Howard, fantastic actress. Is it actress or actor? What do you say now?
Some actor, as in female actors, don't mind actress, and some prefer actor.
Right.
I think. So I'm going to say actress.
Because she's a director as well.
She is, yes.
But she's not a directress.
No, she's not.
She's a director.
Yeah.
And if she was a producer, she'd be a producer.
Yeah.
And if she was an actor, she's, in your eyes, an actress.
An actress
because
or an actor.
You clearly look down on women.
No. What? Not at all. I look up to women.
Well, I do. You don't, because you're 6 foot.
I'm 6 foot. That's true.
I look up to all women.
Yeah.
Look up women on the internet.
Googling them.
I don't Google them. I Bing them.
Dom, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's that website where you can do that?
No. Illegal.
Oh, no.
Illegal.
Anyway, Will Smith, Boy George, Orlando Bloom and Bryce Dallas Howard are all on the show between now and 11 o'clock this morning. Sit back, enjoy. Here comes the champ. neat little game for you. That is The Cham, That's Entertainment, Mr. Paul Weller on the vocals.
Yeah.
Paul Weller has sung with one of our guests today, and I want you to work out which one it is. So has Paul Weller sung with A, Boy George, B, Will Smith, or C, Bryce Dallas Howard and Orlando Bloom?
That's a good question.
You put your thinking hats on, yeah, and I'll give you the answer in 3 seconds. Who is it? It's Boy George.
Boy George.
Paul Weller and Boy George are duetted together. As far as I'm aware, Paul Weller has not recorded with Will Smith.
Not yet.
And is yet to be interested in doing anything with Orlando Bloom and Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah. He doesn't rap generally, Paul Weller, does he? He's not done much rapping.
No.
Perhaps it's time to move into a different genre.
George doesn't rap, but he does echo noises.
Yeah, you've told me about this. You've seen him, you've witnessed this live, actually, I think.
He does reggae noises with echo.
Okay, yeah.
Boom! And all that, right, when he's doing his live show. In fact, his new album is a reggae album.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Boom, 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 like that.
Yeah.
Right, bam, bam, bam. When they're doing a reggae track.
I don't think he just says bam, 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 and rap, 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 does he? He probably says words. You'd hope.
Biggity, biggity, bong.
He doesn't say biggity, biggity.
Mark. Lad. Rap, rap, rap. Boing.
He definitely doesn't.
I don't think he goes boy.
He never says boy.
You've not seen him as many times as I've seen him.
Right.
Bo. I. Tipper Irie. And the man is Zeke.
Yeah. Boing.
Apache Indian. Oh, Bob Marley.
I wish everyone could see what you were doing with your arms at the time when you were doing those voices.
I'm doing the reggae moves, aren't I? I'm like an MC from a reggae band.
It's like you're jogging without moving your feet.
It's quite a skill. Your arms. You're talking with your arms.
You'd be talking out your arse in a minute, but I'm finished with you. Anyway, Boy George is on the show later on, and Will Smith, and Orlando Bloom, and Bryce Dallas Howard. But now, for Leeds United fans everywhere, let me hear ya!
Leeds are falling apart again.
Come on!
Leeds are falling apart again.
Love will tear us apart. That's what Leeds United fans sing when it's all going wrong.
we need to form the part again. And then sometimes when we're doing well, we like to sing it as well. In an ironic twist, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sorry, you're a little fan, aren't you? So going wrong means sometimes when you're losing like 3-0 to a team, it should be all over. You're not used to this.
The teams lose 3-0 sometimes.
Sometimes more. Yeah. Are you excited about Leeds and Liverpool?
Can't wait, genuinely.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Fixtures come out in like a week's time.
Right. Well, I look forward to playing you twice next season, and then, well, let's just see what happens. See what happens. The Chris Miles Show. We'll be right back.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get a SIM with 100 gigs of data for just £16 a month with club card prices. You'll also collect £20 worth of club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th July, was 17.50. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats, let dogs share our beds, and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
It's 1976, and one band is about to break down, break up, or break through. Stereophonic, the record-breaking play, is now on stage in London. Featuring original music by former Arcade Fire member Will Butler. Variety hails it as theatrical solid gold. Stereophonic at the Duke of York's Theatre. But now at stereophonicplay.co.uk.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
At Boots, we've got your summer sorted, whatever the season has in store. From hay fever relief to take on that hike without letting the pollen stop you, to the latest beauty must-haves so you can glam up for a night out and freshen up the next day. Or sunscreen to protect your skin all summer long, whether you're playing in the garden or relaxing on the beach. With offers on thousands of beauty, health and holiday favourites, that's your summer sorted. Boots, with you for life. Always read the label, see boots.com for details.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dreams stock clearance sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams, love your bed.
Tic Tac gets it. Rain on a weekend is rough. But look on the bright side. Now there's zero risk of turning up to work Monday with the kind of sunburn that would make a salmon wince. Plus, barbecue food tastes better drenched. It's a fact. For legal reasons, we need to clarify this is not a fact. So feel the rain on your skin and enjoy it. Tic Tac. Refresh your perspective.
Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
We're back with The Chris Moyle Show on Saturday.
Radio X. Yeah, right. Chris Moyle's here, and it's The Chris Moyle Show on Saturday. It's in the contract. So, yes, later on today, I'll be heading to Cambridge to the Sausage and Cider Festival. If you're going, I'll see you there. My friend Dominic Byrne is coming to watch me on the decks.
Can't wait.
With old Mavis.
Hey.
And we are going to have a party. Cider for me and you, Dom, and maybe some sherry for old Mavis. Come on now, let's go.
Oh yeah. Someone said she was asking out to me, but I know you
best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Well, you must be a boy with bones like that. She said you got me wrong. I would have sold them to you if I could. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be a regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Johanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it.
Tellies and Chelsea Dagger at Radio X. Hello, Chris Moyles. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I said that in a creepy voice.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Chris Moyles.
No, I didn't. Shut up.
Did not do that.
Oh.
That was boring.
Are you looking? Is this your way of handing in your resignation? Is it, Captain?
Thing, you're cruising it? For a bruising, Captain.
Yeah, do you like the taste of hospital food, do you?
You're on the hit list for a nip twist.
Do you ever woke it up with a crowd around you? Huh?
Don't
give us another one.
Which
Dom's
you're smelly.
Hey, do you like knees? Yeah. Do you like nose? Because you're going to hear Nino, Nino when it's coming to get you after I've duffed you up.
Because you'll be in an ambulance.
That's right.
What's a gnaw?
It's the other one of a knee. Your knee and a gnaw.
Yep. I hope you've left. Have you had your breakfast? I hope you've left enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
Yeah.
I have eaten, yeah.
That's it.
Well, fine. I don't like violence, by the way. I just like to point that out.
You're a lover, not a fighter.
I am a lover, not a fighter. Yeah. But that's the reason I got kicked out of the WWE.
Yeah.
John Cena actually made a proper complaint.
Yeah. He was love this, love that.
He thought I was going to whack a chair onto his back. He said, that's not a chair. I said, no, it's a cuddle.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, Craptic Birthdays is still a feature of the show. It's not as good as it used to be because James now hosts it. So let's do...
Oh, no, no.
No.
Oh, what?
I did it week one.
Right.
Dom did it week two.
Yeah.
We're cycling through. It's Captain.
Oh.
Have you prepared?
I have prepared.
Thank God for that.
Excellent.
Because you were worried it was going to be you.
Because I was unaware of this decision. Okay.
Have you prepared? Because I have seen you scribbling stuff down during the show.
Scribbled?
Are you making final notes?
Oh, so when did you start working on this feature? maybe just after 8?
Don't you get bogged down with the details.
10 minutes ago.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Captain Crapbeard's Craptic Birthdays. Do you want us all to sing with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should all sing.
Okay. Craptic Birthdays.
I'm not very good at singing. I sing quite low, being quite depressing. Craptic Birthdays. You all going to sing?
Yeah.
Craptic Birthdays.
I just can't remember the words.
Do you remember the words? Follow me. It's Craptic Birthdays. It's low.
Do
do sing low.
Because otherwise it goes, it's
sweet
Craptic
Chariot.
Birthdays.
And I can't get that.
Sing low, Sweet Chariot.
So, what is Craptic Birthdays?
Thanks, Chris. Well, there are some celebrity birthdays around about now.
The Funk Soul Brother.
And instead of just telling you whose birthday it is, I'm going to give you a series of shoddy word clues to help you get there. They're not good enough to be cryptic, hence Craptic.
Good. I think I've got it.
Yeah? Do you understand the game?
Yeah, this game makes me happy. It makes me sing.
Did it do?
That's what it does.
That's lovely, that.
See, that's how good my singing is.
So, come up with the famous person from the clues. Yep. That's the way the game works, because that's the way the game was designed.
Before we start,
yep,
are you happy with this, with what you've come up with? Do you feel confident? Are you happy?
I feel happy, but I don't feel like it does Pippa's game any justice.
Ah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
After this game, yep, will I be happy with it?
I mean, it's a Saturday show, so I never know if you're happy with it.
Oh, yeah. I've not been happy with the Saturday show since we started in 2016.
No. I think you'll stomach it.
I mean, talk about the phrase dialing it in.
Yeah.
I mean, this is shocking.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's money for old rope, this.
It really is.
Yeah. That said, stay tuned, guys. We're having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're invested.
Stay tuned. We're having fun. When are we having fun?
Yeah.
When Boy George is on, that'll be fun. No,
we'll technically we're having fun now.
All right, right. Okay.
We're more fun to have. Are we ready to play?
No, hold on. You wouldn't believe.
Hold on.
Oh.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are we padding?
Hang on.
Are we padding?
Just James, though.
Is it the first time we've ever drunk before?
And there's Dominic Byrne. Right, that means we're all ready. That's lovely. Oh, Dominic?
I'm getting soft, hard, soft, hard.
Oh, that's nice.
What can I tell you?
Okay,
it is funny.
Right, let's get into it.
Okay. Clue number one, what do we say?
Yeah.
Number one.
What do we say?
Buscemi or McQueen?
Yes.
Shock noise.
What?
Got it.
Buscemi or McQueen? Shock noise.
Maybe. I think so.
Got it.
Shock noise.
I got it.
Yeah.
Would this person be American?
Yes.
Right, I've got
what?
It. Nothing? We should have been listening.
Oh.
Now, do you have it or not?
I've got it.
I've got it.
I've got it.
Now, Dom.
I think I've got it.
Dom.
So, Dom.
We reckon you got the first one right.
Yes.
Which was?
So, Buscemi or McQueen would be Steve.
Now, what's the first thing you thought of when he said the clue for the next bit was?
Shock noise.
I wrote the word ouch.
I wrote.
Ouch. I wrote Steve ouch. Which isn't a.
But, James, you said you got it first.
Yeah.
And you're not confident now, are you?
No.
So go on.
Steve.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go on.
Steve-O.
Who's that?
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve-O from Jackass.
Yeah.
That's what I put.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
He wasn't sure, though.
I don't know if he was a surname.
Oh.
We could have got him to change his guess, but no, well done. You get the points.
Nice. Well done, Steve.
Steve, yes. Oh, right. Have you got it?
Yes, I
do. No. His face was going, I don't know. Steve,
so,
yeah.
So when you ask, am I happy with it? That's the level.
That's like an entry level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're going to, I guess.
Yeah, we'll
so the second clue for that was what again? The wording was?
Shock noise.
Okay, so when you're shocked, you go, oh.
Well, no, you'd go, oh.
Oh, so that's what.
Is that a shock? Like, you know, I don't know, you get home from a hard day's work and there's an axe murderer in your wardrobe and you open your wardrobe and he goes, and you go, oh.
Yeah.
I might do. There's, you know, there's a scale of how you might reaction. Yeah. But
you'd be like, ah!
But then, okay, so you go, Steve, ah! Then you go, oh, that might be Steve-O.
Yeah,
that's
good. It's good.
Craptic.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, keep up. You've been playing this game for years.
All right. Yuki, are you playing?
Yeah, shut up.
Okay, is Yuki Tsunoda there? Where's Pep Guardiola?
Pep.
I'm here.
Oh, sorry. Are you enjoying Captain's Craptics?
I like it. I love it. I want it.
Oh, that's nice. And Dom?
I want to see your bottom.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right, here we go.
Let's get distracted.
Craptic number two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ronald Mc what?
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Fart.
This is crazy.
Got it.
Oh, got it.
This wow. Is, oh right, okay. All right. Stop. Stop.
It's the under fives edition of Craptic.
How long did this take you?
Literally.
How, be honest, how far into today's show did you go, oh no, I've got to do Craptic Birthdays? Oh. Was it when James said, I'm not doing it, Captain is?
Yeah.
Annoyingly, I did this with probably too much advanced time.
knowing this is the level of the game.
And you've gone for Donald Trump.
Yeah, because fart.
Are you bringing out a book of these as well, Captain?
Yeah, I'm doing
a short book.
Yeah, it's a pamphlet.
Emphasis on the crap and crap tape.
He's bringing out a beer mat.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
How many more have you got?
Luckily, one more.
Okay. And when did you start working on these? Be honest.
Well, what day is it?
Saturday.
Saturday is the answer.
Before the show at 8 o'clock this morning?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Around about then.
Yeah.
Maybe after 8. Maybe just a few minutes ago, in fact.
How long did it take to write?
Well, I don't know. We don't need to go through the process.
No,
the last song we played was Fratellis. Did you start working on it before I pressed play on the Fratellis, or maybe afterwards?
Annoyingly, before.
Wow.
So I had time to amend this.
Wow. And you went with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Fart.
Ronald McWhat and fart noise.
Ronald
pretty
McFart.
Basic.
Rhymes with mono. I mean, that level.
I was trying to think of other Donalds.
Dom's killing himself with a cough to get out of the feature. Right, let's play one more.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Craptic number 3. Tennis location. The knights who say male chickens.
Got it.
Do it again.
Got it. That's better.
That's better.
That's better. That's
tennis
got
location.
It, got it.
The knights who say male chickens.
I don't know if James will get this.
James will get this. Yeah, Dom got it, then I got it, but James will get it. So let's listen into the great mind of James Wobbler.
I need the clues again.
Right.
Tennis location.
Yeah.
The knights who say...
The knights who say...
Male chickens.
Male chickens.
Hmm.
All right, what do you got, James? Come on, get the points.
Well, go on. Court cocks are my where I'm at the moment.
Oh no, I'm sorry, Tim.
Really?
Wow.
So
I wonder why you're.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
In between court and the surname.
Well, you'll get it right.
You will.
But I don't know what the clue is.
Well, you can work it out from what you're missing.
Yeah, I'm there. So
okay.
I'm going to go
with
court. Knee cocks.
Knee cocks? Yeah. Not court knee cocks.
Yes.
So, where tennis is played is a...
Court.
Yeah. And a male chicken.
Cocks.
And the knights that say...
Knee? Hmm?
Yeah.
Knights that say...
The knights that say...
Right, honestly...
Knee.
The knights that say... This is...
Knee.
This means nothing to me.
The knights that say... Knee.
Me.
What did I say? I'm loving that there's a reference that I know and James doesn't.
Yeah.
It's normally the other way around.
What is that from?
What is what from?
The knights that say.
What do they say?
I don't know. Is that minions?
What do they say? You just said it. What do they say?
Knee.
So they're called...
The knee.
No, they're called the knights that say...
Knee.
So put it together. And who are they?
Yeah. The knights that say knee.
Yes.
Knee.
The knights that say knee.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
The knights that say, in
inverted
commas, knee.
As in K-N-E-E.
Anyway, you got it right.
What's that from?
Batman.
What's anything from?
Batman.
Have you ever seen the film Titanic?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
not all the way through, though. I know what happens.
Yeah.
Spoiler. Sinks.
You know, just before they hit the iceberg.
Yeah.
Spoiler sinks.
No, it hasn't got a spoiler.
Leonardo DiCaprio's going...
Nee.
Like that.
Why
just
are you
before,
saying that?
Just before he goes... Sorry, too soon? Sorry.
I think it was too soon.
I've given away the ending, have I? I don't want to... He's fine. He survives.
He's all right.
He wins, and it turns out he's Superman. Yeah. Just puts the glasses on.
Fine.
Right, thank you very much, Captain. I think... still don't get bored of that song ever. Every time I hear it, it lifts me up a little bit. Mm. Blur and Song 2 on the Chris Miles Show on Radio X. We will be right back.
The Chris Miles Show.
It's 1976, and one band is about to break down, break up, or break through. Stereophonic, the record-breaking play, is now on stage in London. Featuring original music by former Arcade Fire member Will Butler. Variety hails it as theatrical solid gold. Stereophonic, at the Duke of York's Theatre. But now, at stereophonicplay.co.uk.
With over 50 years' experience, at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools, and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions, or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Darling, hold my hand. Summer's here, and so are our great last-minute getaways. Book a Jet 2 holiday for this June and save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. From the amazing Algarve to gorgeous Greece, we've still got great rooms available in our best hotels. Don't miss out. Book now. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Astronauts protected, subject to availability and conditions.
You modern day saint, stepping in when the teaching assistant fell ill. Look at those little faces, bask in the warm glow of their gratitude. Now, where's the coffee? Is that instant? But you, sir, are a smart cookie. You've snuck in a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a bag that tastes real good. Double geography later. Bring it on. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
You might think that the most important thing for an electric car is to have the greatest possible range. But then you realize that you're only driving 23 miles a day. And that's the reality. Discover Dacia Spring, the new electric city car with all the range you need from only £14,995. No wonder it's won TopGear.com's Best EV Bargain Award. And if you purchase the Dacia Spring before June 30th, you get 0% APR representative and a £1,000 deposit contribution. Find out more at dacia.co.uk. PCP, Mobilised Financial Services, T's and C's apply. 23 miles is average customer use based on internal source.
28 days became 28 years.
There are many kinds of death.
But time didn't heal anything.
And some are better than others.
The most anticipated cinematic event of the year.
Day of Judgment.
28 years later, in cinemas June 19. Book tickets now.
It's the only place you need to be this weekend.
It's the Radio X night.
It's great. Tonight from 7.
Radio X.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
This is the Chris Miles Show on Saturday.
Yeah.
Radio X.
Orlando Bloom and Bryce Dallas Howard have got a new film out on Prime Video, Amazon Prime Video. We'll talk to them later. Boy George is on the show today. Give me a bow. And also, the Big Willie himself, Will Smith.
Yeah.
The actual Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Oh. And by the way, it's very important you say air on the end of that and nothing else. Because apparently that's... Well, you've got a parody video.
I have, but I'm not going to... Yeah, I can't talk to Will about that.
Because you got Fresh Prince, Big Willie.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
That's it.
And then you got your video. It's the parody of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's it.
Is the lead character's called that is even Bigger Willie.
Yes, that's right. Right, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, Boy George, Will Smith, Orlando Bloom, Bryce Dallas Howard, all on between now and 11 o'clock, all coming up basically in the second and third hour of the show, if you're counting, which you're probably not. Mm. I am, because I want to go out, I've got things to do. But first, I'd like to play the Radio X Record of the Week. This has been played every day this week, and it's really grown a lot of people. It's the new song from Pulp. It's called Got to Have Love from their brand new album, which has been out a week now. I heard a story, I think I said this before, I heard a story that the way that the Pulp used to write and record was the band would come up with the music and record it, and then Jarvis would hear basically a 4-minute instrumental and then put words to it.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know how true that is, but it's a fascinating take on it.
Yeah.
Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Bernie writes the words, sends them to Elton. Elton reads the words like a poem and goes, okay, this feels like a slow song to me. Starts playing chords of piano and just makes it up, and that's how it happens. The other way around for Pulp, if indeed it's true.
Yeah, well, this is it.
But if Jarvis ever lost his mind and decided he wanted to come on the show to talk about this stuff, I'd ask him.
He'd be welcome to, wouldn't he? As would Bernie Taupin, actually.
Oh!
That would be lovely.
I stayed in his bed.
What?
Bernie Taupin, didn't I? Stayed in his bed when I was in Lincoln. There's a hotel room and there's a Bernie Taupin suite.
Oh, there is. You're right.
Yeah. Bernie, he wasn't there.
Bernie wasn't there.
I think they oversold it. I'm like, you know, where's Bernie? They went, he doesn't come with a room.
No, well, he should do.
But I did have a couple of packets of biscuits. So,
were they Bernie Taupin biscuits?
They were, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Hey, guess who's on the show today? Mr. Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Now, does anybody know the words to this classic from Big Welly? All right, let me help you. It goes, on your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it.
That's it, the honey, honey.
Just me, okay, that's
honey,
fine.
Honey,
that's just, I'll do another one.
Honey, honey.
Honey, honey.
Yeah. Miami.
South Beach, bring the heat.
South Beach, bring the heat.
Yeah. Y'all feel that?
Can y'all feel that?
Yeah, I can feel that, Will.
Should we rap with him?
Come on now.
Here we go. Here I am in the place where I can't let go. In Miami, the bass and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play.
Okay.
So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill.
Millie Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, I will. Now, you know what's funny about Will Smith is the fact that he sings Miami, that massive song, yet later on this year he's playing Scarborough.
Yes, that's true.
Do you reckon he'll change the locations?
I'm saying no.
Let's do Miami, but then he'll change it to Scarborough.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to scan.
Welcome to Scarborough. I'm Scarborough.
Yeah. Party in the city where the heat is on.
He wouldn't have foreseen Scarborough on his horizon, would he, 10 years ago?
I don't think anybody saw that coming.
Great venue, though.
Here come the men in black. Love this film still. The good guys dressed in black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB.
Does anyone sing Come and Get Your Black Bean Bags to that?
You do.
Maybe we should ask him that when he's on the show later. Hey, Will, have you ever heard Come Get Your Black Bin Bags?
What?
They're on offer till December. I'm about to do a little edit on it, maybe, but I don't know. Will Smith is on this show later on this morning. We're on till 11, and before 11, you'll hear me and Mr. Will Smith, the man himself. In the meantime, Gossip Radio X.
You're backs against the world. There's no one home to call. Keep forgetting who you are. Get pissed, stop crying. It's fun to get in here. And pop just in your friends. You'll do it all again. And I'm not lying. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
So August 24th this year, Will Smith is playing in Scarborough. Then he goes to Cardiff, Manchester, London on the 28th, and then finishes his UK tour. It tickles me so much. Wolverhampton. Now, could you imagine when he goes on stage in the UK and he goes, yo, come and get your black bin bags. Yeah, it's the black bin bags. It's the black bin bags.
Do you know what? The place would go nuts.
It would, wouldn't it? No. The Chris Miles Show. Anyway, we'll talk to Will Smith in a bit.
Succulent teriyaki chicken kebabs, caramelizing in a rich, tangy miso honey glaze on the barbecue. We'll just leave that thought there. You keep cracking on with that to-do list. It's lucky we're just around the corner. Co-op. Owned by you. Right by you.
Selected stores subject to availability. See in-store for details.
Ah, oh, you're off to see his folks again. Because you're a good daughter-in-law. And you do love them. But, dear God, their coffee. You didn't agree to that in the wedding vows. Good thing you've brought a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a faff-free bag. Now, you just have to boil the kettle without them noticing. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
It's 1976, and one band is about to break down, break up, or break through. Stereophonic, the record-breaking play, is now on stage in London. Featuring original music by former Arcade Fire member Will Butler. Variety hails it as theatrical solid gold. Stereophonic at the Duke of York's Theatre. But now at stereophonicplay.co.uk.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
With new lines added and further reductions, there are huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, curtains, home accessories, furniture and lots more. Save up to 50% in store and online now at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
Cars make all kinds of sounds. Sounds that reassure, sounds that excite, and sounds that embarrass the kids when you drop them off at school. Stay on top of things with eBay. Enter your reg to find the right parts for your car. And with eBay Assured Fit, you can return them for free if you need to. Sounds like my chauffeuring days aren't over yet. eBay, things people love. Eligible parts. For full terms, visit ebay.co.uk/EAF.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
What do you give the world's best dad? Something amazing from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. That's Aldi. Gifts like a golf kit with three golf balls, three wooden tees and a golf ball marker. Now that's putting your dad first. Putting. You get it? Never mind.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 9, people in Israel have been taking cover in bomb shelters. Iran has fired missiles overnight in response to attacks on its nuclear bases. Israel's worried Tehran is developing an atomic weapon. Emily Schrader is an American-Israeli journalist. She spoke to Radio X from a bunker in Tel Aviv.
Here in the shelter, especially the first wave of attacks, we did feel quite a few booms. The shelter was actually shaking, the one that I'm in now.
There's been a fifth night of violence in Northern Ireland. Petrol bombs have been thrown at police in Portadown. Unrest started on Monday in Ballymena following